Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful. Well, we thank the Lord because He's awesome. And let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of Proverbs chapter 17 verse 4. It says that the beginning of strife is like letting out water as from a small break in a dam. First it trickles and then it gushes. Therefore, abandon the quarrel before it breaks out and tempers explode. We all come across, and we have all come across people, you know, who think that they know it all, and they're very annoying. Some people generally tend to be like fighter cocks, and they tend to pick up fight with everything, and it can be very contentious and very irritating for many of us. You know, older people are afraid of useless struggle to prove they still have some superior amount of knowledge, right? Religious people use their convictions like a club to beat others over the head. But the Bible says, earnestly contend for the faith in Jude chapter 1 verse 3. Earnestly contend for the faith. But there is a difference between contending and being contentious. Apostle Paul writes, don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, 23 and 24, it is written, right? So, note few important points from this passage of scripture, right? Few important phrases. Number one, he must not be quarrelsome. Don't argue. Just plant seeds of God's word and trust the Holy Spirit to work in people's hearts. Very important, right? Secondly, be kind to everyone. There is no need to be hostile, demeaning, or disagreeable with someone who does not share your viewpoint. What's driving you towards such unkindness, right? Check it out, that motive. Must you prove people mistaken to validate your self-worth? Think about that, right? Thirdly, able to teach. Instead of trying to force your opinions on someone, simply say, here is what I have discovered in God's word, and here is the difference it has made in my life. Your experience is never at the mercy of someone else's argument, right? Fourthly, and lastly, not resentful. That's a very important instruction that Paul was giving to Timothy. Only when your own hurts have been healed can God use you to heal the hurts of others. So pray, Father, make me an instrument of peace so that people will be open to the truths you reveal to them through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. That's what we need to pray. That's what we need to ask. And as Christians, as disciples of the Lord, we need to learn the art of communicating the gospel to our people around, even to the one who are contentious, even to the one who think that they know it all, even to the one, you know, who are arrogant and proud, that we'll be able to give the gospel to them in a way that they will ponder over it, and the gospel will do its work. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We adore you and we exalt you. Today, Lord, give us the grace. Help us and teach us the art of communicating the gospel to the world. Art of, Lord, presenting your truth with love and grace and kindness. in the name of Jesus. That's what I pray, Father God. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that Father, that you will give us the revelation knowledge of your word. Teach us your word. And I pray that, Lord, you will write your word in the tablet of our hearts and our mind. That, Father, that we will never depart from the living God and from the living truth of your word. And I pray that we'll be able to preach the gospel to the nations in the name of Jesus. Our Father, this morning, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them. Be with them. Uphold them with your right righteous hand and keep them from the evil one. Flourish and prosper them. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst, O Father. I speak healing into their bodies, into their mind. I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality, longevity will be granted unto your people, O Father. Lord, because your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes we were healed and made whole. We vow to give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you and a fantabulous weekend. And remember to worship Jesus along with other saints in your churches. God bless you and bye for now.